WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
NXJ mobile monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
NXJ mobile.
Thank you. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, test 1, 2, 3.
Andrew doing test, KD-ADB live all the way in Lake City, you're 4x4.
Roger, thank you. Testing on HD from the office, trying to get one of the new receivers programmed up and trying to get floats broken out and everything like that, so we should be good, but I thank you for the report, and in Lake City. Radio repair test, 1, 2, 3, radio repair testing. KCABDK, clear. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3.
There's a buzz coming in there with you, and there's a heck of a squelch crash in Yankee. Keep it up from here.
Hey, Jeff, I think he knows all that. He's playing around with the remote receivers. Test
1, 2, 3. Good test, Sean.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the repeater. Red light, no matter what.
Gotcha. And you'll need the USB for that. I guess we put it on the list. KCABDK.
So like running it to me so I don't lose my paid for parking spot?
Yep, stand by. I'll be on my way. T2DK.
Alright, I've got one of the cables in my upper right drawer of my desk. And then I've got the computer with power supply is just to the left of my microwave.
All right, we'll be in route momentarily. KCABDK.
All right, if you come in off of KS, I'll just stop, and I'll just run out and grab it. call. You want to call me here or over on work? Paul, you got to be here or on work radio?
Yeah, roger that.
Either or. You got to just stay here or go over to work?
Go over to work, too.
All right, I'll see you there. There'll be 8 of you.
PDK.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KCABDK from W8FU.
Yes, I'll go.
I assume you're on the wrong one now.
Moments, please.
If you are, stay there. KCABDK. Right one or wrong one?
The correct one currently.
All right. I'll catch you on RPR2.
Roger that. KCABDK.
W8FU.
W8ABE.
KE4 is UIQ testing at frequency. Able to give a radio test, KE4ZYQ. Yeah, I'm having a hard time copying station there, KE4ZYQ here. I'm checking out an HT hooked up to a ladder line, J-Paul antenna, roger.
Yeah, I don't have a very good radio set up right now. I'm on an HT as well, so I think I'm further from the new repeater site, but the call sign was ADHCJ.
KDHCJ, I think it was. You got Joe over here in Clinton Township, KE4ZYQ. I got a Bofang hooked up to a ladder line, J-Paul, with a remote mic, external mic, so I'm just trying it out in my exercise room.
Yeah, roger, roger. I'm on the Lapeer machine here. I used to live a mile from it, but it moved recently for because of the storm. So, all right, I just wanted to come back and give you the radio check there and tell you your machine seems to be working okay. I do have a little bit of a choppy copy on my repeater, though, so I don't know if it's you or me or what, but ADHCJ.
Yeah, I recognize that call sign. I've talked to you before. I can't remember your name. What was it again?
Yeah, the name here is Chance. Charlie Hotel Alpha, Nancy Charlie Echo. I don't recall the call sign exactly, but it's possible we saw it.
Yeah, it's probably a while ago, but I appreciate it. Hopefully my modulated volume's not real, real low. I got everything up to the max power output and all, but you know these HTs. Well, thanks for the comeback, Chance. The talk, the QSO, brief QSO. It's working. KE4ZYQ will be listening out.
Hey, sir, no problem. Like I said, Bofang on just a Nagoya whip here, but like I said, I'm on the Lapeer system. I don't know. I think you're coming through a different system. But all right, 7-3, sir, ADHCJ, and I'll be clear.
WHCMN, repeater and give.
Yep, take care. Thanks for the comeback again. Like I said, KE4ZYQ clear.
WHCMN, repeater and Guilford.
WCB, this is Katie Whitney.
Penetrate.
YNU, good evening to you. This is NHWCB. Well, it was a nice sunshiny day, a little cool and crisp. Pretty nice out there now. How did we do today at work?
Busy. It was phone call to phone call. It was one of those things that I don't mind doing phones, but today I was kind of regretting.
Oh boy, one of those heavy phone days there. Yeah, I believe it. Well, of course, you could look and see who was doing 911 for radio today, and I don't know what it is. I'm sure they probably were pretty busy too. It sounds like just an all-around busy Friday.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was. It was. It was bad. I'm felt bad for him, but I felt bad for myself, too. I was just like, this is just nonsense. This is a good time to go home. I need to go back and take a nap or something like that. Well, another 12 down the chute, and, you know, hey, you got two more to go. So, you need your time, and you're out the door, and head to home. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I got tomorrow and Sunday, and I'll be off Monday. They were looking for overtime. I'm like, nah, not this time, guys. Sorry, I'm good. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Especially doing this 24 is my business. That would be for you doing four in a row and then six before Monday and Tuesday, six in a row. I don't blame you on that one. But you know, really keep the extra cash. That'll work.
Penetrating the bay like no one.
Yeah, no, I'm good with the overtime. I've got my longevity check coming next week, and my pay raise kicks in next week, so I'm good. I don't blame you there. Share the wealth along there. Let somebody else deal with the overtime. I don't blame you in that regard. Somebody else's problem. We'll get back around to you again, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. There might be a time I might take it, but I'm good. My PTO went up, almost making like 6 hours a week in PTO, so I'm like, add up the bank there and just take a vacation down or something like that.
Yeah, that's the first there of staying a long time, I guess. You're definitely gaining more time off and more longevity, more the benefits there, and reaping those early years there, working a midnight shift. Days maybe you don't want to work or something now. Works out pretty good. Definitely is a nice feeling.
KYNU. Yeah, for sure. How was your spotter class last night? How'd that go online?
I enjoyed it. It was a good class. It goes through a lot of things, a lot of the basics. They do their little quiz online, and you can answer the questions. Pretty much everybody got it right. That type of thing, but again, just a lot of good information, a lot of refresher, and I enjoyed it very much.
Good. It's nice to do it online, once in a while, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I've got a meeting with for the service here this weekend, and both get online and do a Zoom or Google Meet with them here Saturday. So it'll be good. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing what's up, what's new, and what's going on.
NAWCB. Well, I think that good touch base with them. Where we're at, where you're at, and such. What page they're on, and such. I think it's a good thing. Like I say, they had a good presentation.
questions, and they you know, pretty much hung around. I think it was a 7 to 8:30 class, and they were probably done by 9:45 after 9 or so, but the presenter did a nice job here, so I'm glad you're getting a chance to meet with them and go over some things on, you know, yes, with the county judge and where they're at.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. Sounds like we're aiming for some more storms here in a couple of days, from what I've heard. And, with the active weather this summer, so we'll see how things go and you know, kind of go from there.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Kind of like say just. You know, it's far out, and you know, kind of seeing time draws a little bit near where it's at. But yeah, I've heard that too. Kind of, yeah, just keeping a kind of an eye on Facebook and on their pages and that. So yeah, we'll see what comes up from it. But again, good to get that class down and you know that. There's counties here in the area also spoke out for the class online, and there's, I guess there's another one in May, if I'm not mistaken, so it'll be good.
Penetrating the base.
Yeah, good. How did you, just leave the net line last night? Were you able to hear any of it, or did you follow along, or...
Actually, I did. I kind of had an ear on the Skywarn and, you know, listened to the net. You know, the question that was asked about the FCC and the various responses to that. Definitely want to, you know, kind of, you know, work from here, but I think, again, the FCC will be a good exercise to that. It seemed like it was good then. I wasn't able to check the temperature announcement. I actually did on the Oakland County Digital net last night. That was at 7:30, and I think I also did their net at 8 o'clock last night, too. Like I say, I was able to listen all to the Skywarn class. That was kind of good for the multitasking type of thing.
I'm glad. Yeah, I think the net went well. I mean, you know, we had a decent amount of check-ins. We didn't have as many as we normally have, but that's right. We're getting into, you know, better weather and people are busy and stuff like that. Whatnot. But that's all right. Good net. Mike had a good question. And the set was coming up. Looking forward to it. And getting things going, preparing things for that. We have a leadership meeting here at the end of this week. So we'll start discussing some of that stuff. And, getting things going. So we're geared up for a fun time, a good time.
NAWCD. Again, it sounds like you got good planning sessions ahead. Meeting with the National Weather Service and that. I thought I heard there from Oakland County saying something about meeting with National Weather Service. I don't know whether just a part of it, or just you, or however that is. But I'm glad.
up that the classes have all been canceled for further notice. Do you know anything about that?
I know that they're having a hard time getting instructors for OxyCon. It's kind of the big thing. There were some other things that were going on in the background that I won't discuss on the radio, but major point for OxyCon itself is they're finding it hard to get instructors and people to teach out this way in general.
Roger that. Yeah, I know what you're saying there. I just wanted to make sure that I was hearing right what they were saying last night. I thought, wow, because I know there was a push to hopefully get something down here. But I'm sorry to hear about that. But hopefully the window or the door of opportunity will open itself up again soon. To get it going, we'll go forward. But like I said, a lot of the shipping and the National Weather Service meetings, that's a big thing, a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. And we got our task book approved here for District 2, so I'll be distributing that here shortly. Here's the next meeting. We'll see getting that going. And I'll touch base with you on the other stuff here out there.
Alright, okay, roger that. Yeah, that'll be good there. Like I say, I wanted to make sure that I was hearing things right, or I was just tweaking on the Skywarn training and doing testing right. But I'd also heard too the books are getting to the point where they're ready and such. So yeah, it sounds like you guys have done a lot of hard work on getting that all prepped and putting the final touches on it. Job well done.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be good. I think there's a lot of good stuff to it. It'll make, the task book will make it to where it'll be easier to give a standard of, you know, deployment, a standard of where we're at. And then also, it'll help us if we need to cover, like, something out in Oakland County or something in Lean or where we step up and kind of know, okay, this is what you need to know when you cross the border and help out. This is what they're going to be expecting. So.
Panic.
And it gives some organization, like you say, I think what you just said, that giving some organization the blueprint there, and obviously, sometimes there's a little bit of variances. You've got to be flexible, but it needs to give the blueprint. And again, for region 2 here, what is needed here. So that's, like I say, you guys have worked hard, worked diligently on that. And glad that's been put together to get to the fruit of it.
Some type of standard of deployment
Trading.
I agree with you on that one. Yes, like you said, either locally and also to your district, to region two, absolutely. So I think things are coming together slow but sure, and a lot of meetings, a lot of behind the scenes. But again, I think we're starting to see the fruits of it.
Heard we're on the upward trend of temperatures, so
no more silt. Hopefully garden season here soon.
Yeah, there you go, there you go. Definitely with the longer days, and as you're on the upward trend, I agree. That sounds pretty good, absolutely. But thanks a lot for the ride along, the good conversation tonight, and you're halfway home for work anyway, but you're home right now, and so we'll let you head on with everyone, and tell them hello, and enjoy your dinner, enjoy your night, get some rest, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Again, thanks for the ride along, 73, the 88 with the family, we'll talk to you again soon. NHWCV is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, yeah, sounds good. Well, Mom, we said hi, 73 and 88 to Mom, KYNU.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Maybe it always does.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WIRC Mobile.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford.